Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, good evening. This is David Ewing, your host for the We the People radio show on Blog Talk Radio. It's November 24th, 2008. Tonight we have Peter Kulish, the Senior Science Director of BiomagScience.net. Tonight we're going to talk about using magnets to improve your health. And we have Peter online now. What can you tell us, Peter, about this magnetic stuff? And a lot of people have heard about it. And, I've used magnetics myself at times. And I know that they do work, but maybe you can tell us a lot more about it tonight.
Well, thank you for having me on your show, David. I really appreciate that. And, I'm very pleased to be able to have a forum to talk about magnets, magnet therapy, biomagnetism, as I refer to it.
Right.
As a science magnetobiophysics. I mentioned the word magnetobiophysics because using magnet therapy is a science. Several times a week or at least every couple weeks, I hear from people, and we get calls from all over the world. Mm-hmm. They're asking for some help. We are sometimes the place of last resort, and they've heard about us. And we have, through approximately three decades of research, formally analyzed the body, the way the energy flows in the body. Of course, all of this information was available in normal physiology and of course, many of the Asian energy medicines have taught this for years. But what we did is formally put it together for biomagnetic therapy, and it's an important issue because we consistently have heard from people who said, well, I've tried magnets and they helped, or I tried them and they helped a little bit, but they didn't help all that much. And then they get in touch with us because they read that we've woken people out of comas, or we've regenerated nerves and things like that, and people are amazed at that. And it is almost miracle-like. But all we've done is simply apply the magnetic fields to amplify the proper energy flows in the body, either systemically for the entire body to increase its electromotive vitality and overall. Or at the site level. For example, we had a fellow during surgery on his knee. They severed the nerves, and he couldn't feel anything from his knee down. He said he could hit his foot with a hammer, although he never did it. The doctor told him that was it. That's the way it's going to be the rest of his life. No feeling from the knee down.
Yeah, sorry,
and,
Charlie.
Well, I tell you, that's a heck of a thing to learn, huh?
Uh-huh.
And besides that, he really didn't have much motion. He couldn't bend his knee. Well, we simply followed the pattern. It was on the right knee, so the front of the knee is positive. I mean, this is the actual way the nerves and the energy runs in the body. The front of the right leg is positive, and the back of the leg is negative.
Uh-huh.
So what we did is set up a circuit between the positive and the negative so that the severed nerves was right in the middle of that circuit. And it took approximately, just a little around 5 weeks or so, a follow-up, a total of 6 weeks or so.
Uh-huh.
But he regrew the nerves back. And he got, and all the connective tissue reoriented itself back to what we call blueprint, and he could start walking normally again.
Well, I assume the doctors are aware of this, then, that we're treating him, right?
Well, you know what? again, we're not carrying on any treatments over here, but we are supplying therapies that we've studied.
Yeah, but I mean, the doctors that treat him, they know that he's done something to get his feeling back and all that kind of thing. So what did they think about it? Did they have anything
to
tell
you something? You know, that is a very good question. You know, you ask a very pertinent question.
Well, I ask that because I've run into that myself.
And I got to tell you, we're consistently moving, trying to answer these issues and help with people's therapies. I mean, all this, most of these therapies are in a book that I wrote years ago. And or a pictorial guide which I must say this the book is certified by the Asian Energy Medicine Association, which as correct biomagnetics, which it was good. I mean, they've been using magnets over there for 5,000 years, and now they're following the therapies exactly. I've got to tell you, in all the busyness, no one ever asked me what the doctor said about his getting his feeling back. And you know something? I'm going to follow up on that tomorrow.
Well, I've run into that. The doctors don't typically really want to know. They're like, oh, well, that's good. You did something for yourself, fine. It's not like they want to know what you did. You know what I'm saying?
Just to give you an example,
I went to a dentist one time, and he said that I had a detached gum, and he said, well, you got to have surgery on that. And I said, well, isn't there anything else I can do? Because I was getting into alternative types of therapies then and learning stuff. And he says, no, you got to have surgery once your gum's detached, And so I said, well, let me try a couple things, and just see. So I was big into peroxide back then. So I started putting some peroxide on. It had a real deep pocket. It was like an 11 or something. And so after 3 months, I came back, and, it was a lot better. But he says, yeah, it's better, but you're still going to have surgery. I said, well, let me try one more thing. I just kind of learned about using colloidal minerals. So I started – I got him to make me a little a syringe that was bent at a specific angle so I could get the stuff back in there right on the gum, right down in the gum. So I started doing that and spraying it down in there, and I came back 3 months later, and he was poking around. Then he goes over to the other side and pokes around over there. Then he comes back. Then he can't figure out which tooth it is, so he calls the girl in, gets the x-rays, and he's like, no, I'm on the right one. So he goes back and pokes around some more. And he says, well, geez, he says, it's healed. It's healed up, and it looks like it's attached back. But he says, that can't happen, so I don't know what's going on. But he says, just come back in a few months, and we'll look at it again. So I went back 3 months later, and it was even better. So then he's like, man, he says, what did you do? And this is a young dentist. He's not long out of dentistry school. So he's like, what did you do? And I showed him the minerals and all that. Well, most of the guys would just kind of, let you go on and say, well, that's great, But he wanted to know, and he says, we have a lot of that. People come in that have detached gums, and we have to do surgery on them. He says, man, he says, if there's something we can actually treat them with that's just natural and, all that. So he was interested, but most doctors aren't. See, and this is a whole mindset from doctors that they don't want to know about this stuff.
That's part of the orthodoxy. There's a new breed, and there's a certain percentage that, if they're not open to complementary alternative medicine, something like that may just, just trigger them a little bit, and they'll pick it up.
Magnets have been around for thousands of years, magnetic treatment?
Well, the Chinese have been doing it for 5,000 years.
That's what I'm trying to get at. So if they've been around, why is it alternative? Why is it what we use first instead of what we use last? What we don't actually use at all, what people just find out about and use on their own is more like it.
Well, you know, I've got to say that, I'm not, listen, I'm not making a big deal about it. My book is taught. I've got an A to Z index of specific therapies, over 170 therapies, and they're very specific. There's nothing vague about them or anything. Okay, mm-hmm. I mean, and the book includes all the diagrams. It includes, of all the organs and glands that may need therapy. It also includes the polarities of the body,
sure.
Specifically where the meridian lines are and exactly how to put them on.
Right. And
this is very important. I mean, for example, we had a 72-year-old man in a head-on collision in a his car. He crushed both knees and splintered both legs down to his ankles. And they had told him, well, you'll have the reconstructive surgery, and then sometime 10 months later, you'll start physiotherapy. Well, he did. I've known the fellow for years, and I worked with him, and so he knew exactly what to do. And went ahead and did it, and then I found out later, he called me and such. But in that case, he took the super magnets. When I say super magnets, we've got one that's, it's about an inch in diameter and 3/4 inch thick, but it's powerful. I mean, if you hold it on the right side of the body, it'll deflect a compass on the left side. So he took a series of those, and he put them on the front of his left leg, and put them on the back of his right leg because that is the proper meridians. And this happened, let me see, it was around October 25th, and they were really, or October 28th, sometime within those 3 days. And he was not expected to start physiotherapy until August. And he was up walking normally by the third week of January. Mm-hmm. I mean, walking normally. And one of the things that he indicated is that with the corrective placement, he was able to do it pain-free, so he didn't have to take any drugs, whereas anybody else would be, taking as many painkillers as possible. And, see, that is, that is the difference. And one of the reasons that magnetism, has come on in a wave, and, there are pads you can buy, and there are bracelets you can buy, and there's this and there's that. There's, as far as I know, we are the only group out there. And you're aware of some of the people that I work with, like Rima Lebo, Dr. Rima.
Right.
Tom Levy. I mean, I've been very fortunate, having been highly involved with the International Tesla Society for years. And, but the thing is that what I represent is finally taking magnetism and moving it to a such a scientific delta point that. We're able to assist in the highest state of therapy where, this fellow was, he wasn't even expected to start learning to rewalk in 10 months, and he was walking normally. Let me see, October, November, December, January, less than 3 months. I tell you what, if someone, someone's got carpal tunnel, you put a magnet on it. Well, I call that slapping magnets. You just put a magnet on it and this, that, or whatever. But when in fact, you have to work, there's a lot of people out there probably never put jumper cables on a battery.
Right.
But for those who did, you got to make sure you put the right jumper cables on the right connections on the battery.
Yeah, the right polarity, sure. Otherwise, you can do a lot of damage.
Oh, boy, I got to tell you, the battery, that thing can actually blow up. But the thing is it creates heavy sparks. Well, when you're dealing with the cells in the body, you're dealing, cells have the voltage, they're in picofarads. That's a billionth of a volt. A healthy cell is around 900.